Wherever you are in the world, wonderful listeners, we're welcoming you to this edition of the News Hour coming to you from London. I'm on Namam Dekano at the studios of Radio Biafra this evening. We have a lot of things lined up for you, a lot of programs to bring you this evening. If you're joining us for the very first time, we are welcoming you. We did promise that we'll broadcast every day. We'll come to you every blessed day from London, and that is precisely what we are doing. Wherever you are in the world, we are welcoming you. We have a few things lined up for you today. It's packed. They said that Achebe's celebrations is going ahead very well back home. A week of a celebration of his life, so to speak, is ongoing all over the world. Even in London, a few things are planned for him as well. You can get Radio Biafra, obviously, through www.radiobiafralondon.com or through www.radiobiafra.co. A lot seems to be happening. Our website is growing very strongly. A lot of interest is being generated all over the world. If you're joining us for the very first time, please do not hesitate to inform your friends. Go on Facebook and publish that you're listening to Radio Biafra and tell people how they're going to get it. If for whatever reason, at any point during the process, you're unable to receive Radio Biafra, always go back to refresh your page. Refresh your page. You should be able to hear what we are saying. And for those of you who are accustomed to Radio Biafra, if you look on Radio Biafra page, you'll be able to see the phone number to call. The phone number to contact Radio Biafra on is showing on the website. You should be able to know it by now. For some of you, if you want to contact us via Skype, you know the you know what to do basically. Just go and add Radio Biafra onto your Skype list. That should be able to do it. And again, we ask you to give us some time before you decide to join us. Before you contact Radio Biafra this evening to join the live interactive debate worldwide, please give us some time. You know that Radio Biafra is the only radio station you can receive on every planet of this earth. You can call Radio Biafra from anywhere, and anybody in any country on this planet earth will be able to hear your voice. We are the voice of the people. We are here to defend freedom. We are here opposed to anarchy. We are opposed to nepotism. We are opposed to dictatorship. We are opposed to enslavement of people, which is what the Biafran people have been under for very many years. And again, we ask you, for each and every one of you, to be an ambassador for Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time on this day, the 26th of April 2013, that we are welcoming you from wherever you may be in the world. Very shortly, we'll be introducing somebody we feel who is very important to guide us in what we are doing from a perspective that we think is very important if we are going to achieve Biafra. We are also grateful to Ndibo Page for the wonderful work that they are doing in disseminating information regarding Radio Biafra. We are also grateful to the Buruburu Page, also on Facebook, for the work that they are doing. You can join Radio Biafra on Facebook. If you go to Radio Biafra website at www.radiobiafra.co, not.com.co, or at www.radiobiafralondon.com, or www.radiobiafralondononline.com. Via any of these links, you should be able to get Radio Biafra. For some people, if you prefer a bit of peace and quiet, you can go to the not too populated BelieHumanRights.org. BelieHumanRights.org. You should also be able to receive Radio Biafra wherever you are on this planet today. Again, in the next, say, 54 minutes or so, we'll be going to Newe to be joined by the crew over there who will be able to put us on FM so we can broadcast on FM at Newe this evening on 89.2. On 89.2, we should be able to reach the people of Newe. Once again, if you're joining us, we're welcoming you that this is Radio Biafra. We have interactive session. Anything you want to say on Radio Biafra, you're free to say so. We are not afraid of people. Here, the only person we are afraid of is God himself, the God Almighty. The reverberations of what Radio Biafra did in Biafra land and in Nigeria is still a cause for concern for those of them who are worried about trivial things, because what we are doing is correct. What we are doing is the right thing before man and before God. And there is no other way for us to go than to go up. And I'll go quickly this evening to bring you the headlines that we presented to you this evening. We are reporting this evening that Ohanaeze Ndibo in Canberra and Biafra Alliance in Australia as well are pledging to fund a new network transmission for Radio Biafra in Nigeria. Ohanaeze Ndibo in Canberra and the Biafra Alliance, also in Australia, is pledging to fund the network transmission for Radio Biafra in Nigeria. We are reporting this evening that one senator from Kogi State, only one senator from Kogi State, silenced six other senators from Anambra and Enugu as they allowed Kogi State to be claimed. The oil-producing part of Anambra State will be ceded to Kogi State because the senators from Anambra and Enugu States allowed only one senator to defeat them at the floor of the House in Abuja. We'll be looking into that in very great detail. Senator Smart Adeyemi outshone six other senators from Anambra and Enugu State when the debate for the disputed boundary region that has been causing a great deal of hardship and pain for the people of Aguleri and those of them living in Kogi State. We'll be going into that in very great detail later on. We are also reporting this evening, rather very sadly, that the issues, the difficulties that most Christians are encountering, especially in Benue State, is deepening even more. 70 Catholic churches have been burnt in the Benue crisis. This is according to the Catholic Church in Benue State. They confirmed that more than 70 churches have been burnt in Benue State. As you know, that this is the area occupied by Idoma people who are Biafrans by nature, Biafrans by lineage, Biafrans by their value system. They are also under very severe attack. The Nigerian government told them that they're going to be safe in Nigeria, but obviously that is not the case. Things are happening. There are very terrible things are happening to the people over there. And also, we'll be looking into detail this evening regarding the editorial that was written by a Radio Biafra listener. Her name is Carol Monde. We'll be asking her this evening. In fact, we managed to drag her into the studio today to ask her precisely what led her to write the piece that she did as the editorial piece on Radio Biafra. We'll be asking her this evening what motivated her to write and why is she so passionate about Biafra, considering that she is a white person, considering that she is British. Why is she getting her passion form for the survival of our people as a race? If you're joining us for the very first time, that this is Radio Biafra, please, wherever you are on this planet, whatever thing that you are doing, please leave it. Come and hug your mobile phone. Radio Biafra can be received on every internet-enabled device. It can be received on your mobile phone. It can be received on your computer, on your tablet. Whatever device you have that has internet on it, you should be able to receive Radio Biafra there. Once again, we'll be going back through the headlines to present you the summary. And then after that, we'll be able to go into the news in far more greater detail in terms of us being able to analyze it. The Catholic Church in Benue State is reporting that 70 of its churches have been destroyed in the crisis that rocked Benue State in the past few months. Reverend Felix Appine, the coordinator of Justice, Development and Peace Commission, an outreach arm of the Catholic Church, told the news agency of Nigeria in Makurdi that the destroyed churches were outreach arms of the diocese. 30 churches, he reported, mostly outreach stations in Gwa West local government, were either burnt or completely destroyed. While the parishioners had fled to other villages for safety, the remaining 40 are in Guma local government area, he said. The cleric said that the primary and secondary schools belonging to this diocese in the affected areas had also been destroyed. The secretary to the Catholic Bishop of Makurdi Diocese, Reverend Father Moses Mbachie, also spoke to the news agency of Nigeria, confirming that more than 70 churches had been destroyed, and described the situation as very sad. The director of information and communication of the diocese, Reverend Moses Ayorapu, also spoke on the issue and said that the development was indeed saddening. This is a report this evening that 70 Catholic churches have been burnt in Benue State alone. This is what we are facing in Nigeria. This is the difficulties that we are all experiencing within Nigeria. We are also bringing you a report this evening that only one senator at the House in Abuja, House of Senate in Abuja, spoke, whilst the other six senators from Anambra and Enugu State did not put up any defense for the disputed oil region in Aguleri in Anambra State. In other words, that they have almost given up on the quest, on the boundary dispute raging in Anambra State. We are also bringing you news this evening that we are at the studios of Radio Biafra with Carol Mondo, who kindly, so to speak, wrote an editorial piece for Radio Biafra this morning because of her burning desire for Biafra. We'll be asking her what exactly she intends to bring to the table in terms of what we are all going to do to collectively achieve a free and democratic Biafra. The essence of having Radio Biafra is to make sure that we lend a voice to our people, wherever they may be in the world, is to make sure that the March for Biafra is not in any way, shape or form stunted or tainted or in any way brought into disrepute. That is why we insist that anything upon Biafra must be done in truth and honesty. Shortly before we came on air, I received a very harrowing news from home, from my people, who rang to say that one of our neighbors that we used to live very close to, we know him as Day Christian, died. Unfortunately, and it is unheard of, the reason why we are obviously looking into this evening is because such things never ever happened in Igbo land before. That on this very day, this man, popularly referred to as Christian, was buried along with the mother. It has never happened before. I have never heard about this before. But a son and the mother were buried on the same day in Igbo land. That's tells the extent of hardship and deprivation and abomination that is occurring in our lands, because obviously some of us live abroad. We don't know what is happening back home, but we are reporting this evening that it has gotten so bad that we are now burying mothers and their sons on the same day, which is unheard of, which is an abomination in Igbo land. That is to show that if there is any remnant of the goodness or the kindness of God left in us, it may more or less have disappeared by now. We are reporting this evening that following the successful pilot of Radio Biafra FM transmission in Biafra land and Nigeria, Ohanaeze Ndigbo in Canberra in Australia, in association with Biafra Alliance, have determined that the best way to support the expansion of the ongoing enlightenment and education campaign by Radio Biafra is to ensure that every home and family in Nigeria is able to receive accurate and in-depth news coverage on a daily basis without undue interference. Speaking to Radio Biafra from Canberra in Australia, the Vice President of Ohanaeze Ndigbo in Australia, Dr. Isaac Ogwumba, said that supporting the effort of Radio Biafra in the dissemination of information regarding Biafra is the most critical task facing every genuine person interested in the realization of Biafra. He reaffirmed the willingness of Ohanaeze movement worldwide to do everything within its powers to ensure that the ongoing effort is sustained. We know there are big problems with regards to funding a project of this magnitude, but it is up to us to rise to the challenge and support this massive effort, according to Dr. Ogwumba. Everybody who is in support of this initiative should contact us in Australia through a telephone number, which is plus 61 41 093 0951 and we will give the person more information. Please, you can also join our forum at ndibolink@yahoogroups.com with your ideas and suggestions as how we can make this dream a reality. We congratulate and we applaud the effort of Hanese Ndibo in Canberra in Australia for the wonderful work that they are doing to ensure that the news brought by Radio Biafra is disseminated, is heard in every family in Biafra land. We are also reporting this evening in more greater detail that senators from the southeast states of Anambra and Enugu state on Tuesday played dumb while their colleagues from the north central Kogi state sought to convince the Nigerian Senate that the disputed oil well that has sparked communal wars and heightened tension in the three states actually belong to Kogi state. Senator Smart Adeyemi was at his best as he addressed the Senate in session on the issue, declaring confidently that the senators from Enugu and Anambra states are seated here and they know that the oil wells belong solely to Kogi state because it is within the territorial boundary of Kogi state. None of these senators said anything. This man also went ahead to challenge the Senate president to say that no other senator, no other lawmaker from Enugu or Anambra state is contesting his assertion that the oil wells that people of Aguleri have been killed for very many years now belong to Kogi state. These are the type of people that we are sending to represent us, and that is what happens when we send people who are incapable of articulating any sensible thought to go and represent us. Before we continue, I would like to say to our special guest in the studio today to please say hello to our wonderful listeners before we proceed. Of course, we know that your times are limited. You're not going to be here for very long. And we also have Uche Mefo on the line. I don't know if Uche Mefo is still there. Uche, are you there at home?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Please say hello to our wonderful listeners before we bring in Karamondo, please.
Hello, dear friends. Friends of Biafra from around the world. Welcome to the program. My name is Uche Mefo.
Thank you very much. You are still piloting affairs. Uche Mefo is at the remote station. I'm myself broadcasting from Radio Biafra Studios, and we have Karamondo here with us. Please, Carol, they've not heard from you before. Please start by saying hello to our people, because before you address them, before you address Biafrans all over the world, you have to say hello to them first.
Hello, good evening. My name is Karamondo. Blessings to the world. I'm here in the studio.
Thank you very much.
Do you have any questions?
Of course, we have a lot of questions to answer. Uche, we have Carol here with us at the studios of Radio Biafra because she wrote a very compelling... We've had to ask her to come in today because she wrote a very magnificent piece on the issue of the... on the difficulties that we've been having in relation to funding and our attitude towards the killing of our people all over Nigeria. I'm sure you concur that is a very good thing that we hear from the horse's mouth. Is that correct?
Yes, of course. Carol, I want to say a very big thank you to you. When I read that editorial, that was fantastic. I never knew that, somebody that is not a Biafran can feel what their friends were feeling, even more than what their friends are feeling. So, for that, I give you a very big thanks, and I urge you to continue.
Yes. Thank you very much. She's here. Let us start by, in the piece that you wrote, you said this is your candid opinion about the struggle for Biafra and all those. This is before we start taking calls, and of course, we are saying to our listeners, if you have any questions to put to Carol, who is here, anything at all, ranging from whatever subject to whatever subject that you want to discuss, because this is Radio Biafra. We don't hide anything. We don't sweep anything under the carpet. Things are the way you see it. Please do not hesitate to do so. She's British herself. We have very difficult questions to ask her regarding the role her country is playing in the continued bondage that our people are living in today. She'll be able to give us her perspective on that. Please, can we start by asking you what actually motivated you to write this piece for Radio Biafra and to take the time to come to Radio Biafra Studios today to obviously expand on it?
I would say that I hate to see suffering. I hate to see suffering of any people in any nation. I have seen what has been done to Biafra and what the health risks that have come out of the the war in Biafra. I see the struggle now that is forwarding on. I see the suffering of children. And I do not like to see this. I do not like to see the stupidity of your people. I am watching Radio Biafra. I am following the Facebook and all the other platforms. And I am seeing debate after debate after debate. If somebody said amen, there would be a debate about saying amen. Everything is talk, 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 talk. I don't see that. I see that Radio Biafra is struggling to stay online. I see that it needs to fund, to put its word out across the world. I met a Nigerian the other day and I said to him, where in Nigeria are you from? And he said to me, I'm from Nigeria. I said, yes, but where in Nigeria are you from? He said, I'm from Biafra. I said, oh yes. No, I asked him, I correct myself, I apologize. I asked him if he was from Biafra. He said, yes, I am in fact from Biafra. I said, so why did you say that you are Nigerian, not Biafran? He said, but what do you know about Biafra? You are a silly white woman. You are in England, in Surrey. What would you know of Biafra? I said, of course I know of Biafra. And I read, I'm educated. And he said, there is very few people he would talk to here, so he doesn't talk about his country. I had to call.
Did he tell you the reason why he wouldn't openly acknowledge or admit that he's a Biafran? Did he tell you that?
No, he just said that people don't know about Biafra. He doesn't. It's not something that he talks about in England.
Did he offer any ideas or suggestions as to how we can make people understand the difficulties that we're going through as a people?
No, he didn't. But that's one of the things that infuriated me, is because most English people are unaware of what happens in Biafra, and I know that a lot of Biafrans feel that the English are responsible for that, but the people are unaware of what is going on. I mean, we only see what we're seeing in our day-to-day lives. We're not seeing the conspiracies that are going on behind us that is causing suffering in our name across the world.
Which I don't know if you're, obviously, of course, you're following. I don't know what your take is on what Carol have just said, that she's actually the one prompting somebody to acknowledge that they are Biafrans, when if you ask an Igbo person, an Idoma person, where they've burnt 70 churches today, if all these people, the first thing that comes to mind is that, oh, I'm a Nigerian. Why don't we have that sense of pride and patriotism to the point where we say this is where we come from? Because if you ask a Scottish person, where are you from? You say, I'm Scottish. If they ask, I'm Welsh, before they even say that they're British, why can't we revert back to what we used to be before the white man came, so to speak?
Yes, Carol has done a very big job, and prompting a Biafran, a legal person per se, to recognize and, you know, defend what his value system is, his tradition, his culture, he's running away from it. That is to show you the level of decadence that is in our society today, especially the Biafrans and the Igbos. It is very unfortunate. And this is also what we have been saying, that until we begin to recognize the truth, until we begin to find our roots, until we begin to defend what we tenaciously believe in, we are not going to go to anywhere. If you like, let us continue praying. We've been praying for the past 40 decades. For God to come back and help us in Nigeria. But God himself knows that we don't have faith in ourselves to start with. So we continue to pray without putting our prayers into good work, without putting our faith into good work. God cannot come down from heaven to give us the effort to save us from Nigeria. We have to take that move, and then God will help us. Carol is a kind of person that I don't know her, but from her antecedents, from what she has said, from what she has written, she believes in justice, equity, and the liberty of all men. But the worst aspect of it, on the other hand, is that the people who are suffering in Nigeria, people who are being massacred like animals, the Igbos, the Biafrans, do not want to know. They are more interested in their own economic interests over and above their own lives. The governors, the House of Rep members, the politicians, example, the what happened on Tuesday about the boundary dispute between Enugu, Anambra, and the Kogi State.
And Kogi State, yes, yeah.
You see, it shows you that these politicians from the east, these politicians from Anambra, Imo, Abia, Ebonyi, Enugu, they are not interested in the people. They are not interested in defending the people. They are interested in maximizing whatever they can for their own selfish selves and their family members. But we are not going to anywhere. If we continue like this, if ordinary people continue to keep quiet, if we continue to wallow in self-pity, we are heading to destruction. There is no other way out. There is no future for the Igbo land in Nigeria. There is no future for the Biafrans in Nigeria. Northern part of Nigeria is not a place for the Igbos. If you are investing in those areas, you are going to regret it. Simple as that. That is just the simple truth. So at Radio Biafra, we have vowed, we have tax ourselves that there is no going back on the issue of pursuing justice for the Biafrans, those who have been massacred, those whose blood has been shed just to keep Nigeria warm. And still, nothing is happening. We're making no progress. The blood of all these innocent Biafrans, their souls will continue to haunt Nigerian state until it collapses. And you're seeing the evidence. Nigeria is going to collapse. Nigeria is going to dismember. It is just a matter of time. Those people who are one Nigerian, who want unity of Nigeria, I wonder where they're going to be when Nigeria collapses.
But the thing is, yes, I understand what you're saying, Uche, and I wholeheartedly concur and I agree. But what strikes me is that what are the things that we are doing? Because people say that we cry a lot, isn't it? Even you, Carol, you said we mourn, we complain a lot.
Yeah, we say,
you know, but what are we, apart from what Radio Biafra is doing in terms of very concrete action, and what Bilie Human Rights Initiative are doing? Because the court case, once again, we must remind our listeners, is coming up next week, Tuesday, the 30th of April. We'll be in court once again. What other pressures are we bringing to bear on the Nigerian state, on the world conscience, to say that this is our position? We are suffering. We have been speaking to a lot of governments. We let people not think that we just fold our arms and do nothing. We've been talking to governments and asking them, what is it that you want us to do to recognize that we have problem where we come from? And what they seem to be saying, government after government, is that we're a bit docile. People don't know that Igbos are being adversely affected in Nigeria. That people don't know that Biafrans are suffering. They don't know that. They can't feel it. There is nothing happening to show that we are grieved. It is now our own masters who are then coming up to take over, to be killing us in the north. Even if you go now all around the world and ask people, they will say that, oh, maybe the Hausa, Fulani people in Nigeria, the Muslims in the north are aggrieved within Nigeria because they're doing something, they're killing us. There is a political action going on. If you have a political problem, you need a political action to be able to correct it. So for us, talking alone is not going to solve the problem. We need to energize. We need to enthuse our people. We need to be able to say to ourselves, these are the actions we are going to carry out in order for us to get to where we are going to.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. There is, just like I've said before, I strongly believe in the principle of people airing their views, principle of freedom, which the Nigerian state appeared to guarantee. But it's unfortunate that Igbos are afraid to even claim their freedom. They are afraid to come out and defend what is theirs. And that is why the Nigerian government, the all ethnic nationalities in Nigeria, are just using the Igbos to play football. You know, it is very unfortunate. Now, if we continue this way, very soon you will not even hear about the Igbos again.
Yeah.
Our race is at the verge of extinction. Our culture is almost gone. We are doing nothing about it.
Exactly. Let us see if Carol concurs. Is that your opinion? Is that your take on this?
This is my opinion. And I think that education and knowledge is the key to power. If we're hiding things in the world, then it gets swept under the rug. If you tell the world, if everybody in the world knows your stand and there is knowledge spread across the world, then it is very much harder to hide the atrocities that will go on in Nigeria and in Biafra. You have to make the whole world recognize your country and the struggle that is going on. Otherwise, it will just be swept under the rug. I myself didn't understand about the Igbo people and the amount of millions of people there are. We're not talking 30,000 people. We're talking millions of people. My son is from a Caribbean family, and his ancestors were taken as slaves from West Africa. All of his people, his Caribbean heritage, is from Igbo people, and this should be spread across the world.
So they've managed to be able to say to trace where they were taken from.
Grandparents. Yeah,
okay, so there is a link there, but again, we keep asking for your observation and your input.
What I'm saying is, Igbo people all across the world, we're just not aware of our heritage, of where we've come from. And you have to look at your roots, and you need to be educating people across the world and make the people stand, because we need it in our faces. If we don't see it in our faces, we're not aware of it. I was not aware of what BP caused in Biafra and all of these things that have happened until I have dug it out and sought it out for myself. I haven't been told this. I've had to look into it myself.
So are you then of the opinion that, you know, a lot of people are saying that the British contributed in no small measure to the...
Unfortunately.
Yeah, to where we are today. But you're British yourself. Is that... was the policy pursued by Harold Wilson indicative of the mindset of the average British person, or is that different?
No, like most political governments, everything is conspiracy and things are kept from the people. I mean, we would not stand for the suffering that we see today. We couldn't. I mean, there's not many English families that would bear to see what we did to the children in Biafra. We see the suffering, and we wouldn't like to see that. We can't stand for the government and say, yes, I agree with Harold Wilson and what he did, because I would be a fool to say that.
Because the fact that I wouldn't say that you're very active in the Biafran movement, but at least you're vocal enough to be able to write an editorial piece for Radio
No,
Biafra.
I would certainly like to be more active, and I've given my email address for anybody who wants to contact me. But in the same aspect, I'm still learning and I'm still educating myself across Africa on all the plights of Africa.
That is, yes. Let us also remind our listeners, wherever they may be in the world, that this is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you live from London. I know some of you expect us to only be on air on Thursdays and on Saturdays, but we've been announcing it, we've been saying it, that Radio Biafra henceforth will be coming to you every day, 7 p.m. London time. The number to call if you want to join our discussion is, for those of you in the United Kingdom, is 078-313-08376. I repeat, 078-313-08376. If you're calling us from outside United Kingdom, you dial +44 or 00944 if you're coming from that wretched country, Nigeria, +44 78 313 08376. That's the number to call. If you want to join us via Skype, you just add Radio Biafra to your contact list and you'll be able to call us from there. If you're on Twitter, you go to @RadioBiafraLive. Anything you tweet to us, we'll be able to read that on air. And also, we encourage all our listeners to also encourage their friends to visit Radio Biafra website page at least twice every day. We are always updating the news, bringing you what is happening, the very important news. We cannot be reporting all the time that, you know, people are dying and churches are... Churches being burnt and people dying is a daily occurrence. It's not news anymore. So people dying is no longer news. We are asking those of you on Skype to please try and bear with us. Keep calling and keep messaging us if you want to. You can text us. We're also on Tango, as a matter of fact. And for those of you who are on Tango, once you add the Radio Biafra studio line onto your Tango contact list, we should be able to appear there. The number once again is +44 78 313-083-7376. I'm on the studios of Radio Biafra. Very briefly, for the first session this evening, we have Karamonde here, who kindly contributed to Radio Biafra editorial for today. And we have Uche join us remotely from our satellite office. And Uche, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, the fact that we didn't, people are now more accustomed for almost a whole year to having Radio Biafra on Thursdays and on Saturdays. Perhaps Friday broadcast is not something they're used to. And I guess some of the people on the Radio Biafra website this evening listening will be wondering if this is a repeat program or if this is in fact Radio Biafra broadcast coming to them live and direct.
Yeah, this is Radio Biafra live broadcast. Of course, we made that decision to start broadcasting every day, daily. From yesterday onwards, including today, Radio Biafra will be broadcasting to the entire world.
Yes.
Every day, just like we've been doing it in 2009.
Yes.
It is in the recognition of the fact that our people need to know what is happening. The world needs to know what is happening about the issue of Biafra, people being massacred in Nigeria. The Nigerian government is supposed to be the government of the people, but a particular section of the people have been singled out by barbarians in the northern part of Nigeria in the name of political relevance. They're seeking for political relevance, but at the end of the day, the people bearing the brunt are the Biafrans, especially the Igbos. And the Nigerian government is saying nothing about all this, you know. And then these people, the people killing us, are coming out to demand for compensation. And the Nigerian government is coming into it. The question becomes, who are these people being massacred? They are not just ordinary Nigerian citizens. They have a place where they come from.
Yes.
Nigeria is divided along ethnic lines. There is no news about it.
The difficulty that people are having is that we've been talking about this killing of our people all the time. What actions are we taking to stop it? Because from Carol's piece here, talking alone is not going to be able to solve the problem. Why still stay there? Please let us try and take this call. To see what contributions they have to make. This is Radio Biafra. Please lower your radio, your name, and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, this is Dr. Chukwuma Egbenbar calling from London here. Yeah?
Thank you very much, Doctor. You're not at the studio today. Please go ahead. You've been following our conversation via Radio Biafra website at www.radiobiafra.co or www.radiobiafralondon.com. What are your contributions this evening, having heard from all of us here?
Yes, I just want to add to what Caroline has just said. I had the opportunity to read her editorial today, which is quite
Can you lower your radio, please, Doctor, because we can hear it. Can you turn it down just a notch lower, please, if you may?
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, go ahead.
Right. So what I was saying that I thank Caroline for coming on board, actually, for this conference or ever where she managed to get in touch with us and writing the editorial. It is highly appreciated. You see, what Caroline did was a slap on the face of most of our Biafran people who prefer to sit on the fence. Those who feel that sitting comfortably wherever they are will get us or extricate us from the sorry state we find ourselves in Nigeria. If a person who is not directly, not even by first generation, not even by second generation, by the mere fact that the son of his partner come from an area where they feel that the ancestors were sold as slaves and they managed to trace their origin to West Africa, to Igbo land, and as such, they are contributing to the struggle. How much then our own people who not only were born in Biafra land, but witnessed the everyday atrocities that have been committed against our people. Still, instead of them to come out openly, come out with whatever input they can give in to progress the struggle, they are still sitting on the fence. Till when? Up to what time will they continue to sit on fence? Up to what time will they do what Carol has done? I am telling them, or putting it to them, that they should be ashamed of themselves. What is actually doing with that? They want foreigners to do our bidding for us. They want foreigners to come and liberate us. The Caroline don't have any much to lose altogether, just because of the fact that they have children who have traced their ancestral home to their land. He said, no, there must be something special about these people. Let me find out. Let me know who they are. What is it? There, the problem. But here we are. We know what the problem is day in, day out. But still, coming out, to come out and contribute in whatever, even to tune in, look in and listen to Radio Biafra, is still a difficult task for many people. Up to when? So, what I'm trying to say is that, in addition to thanking Carol for the effort he did writing our editorial board, listening to us, tuning in, following what we are doing, I am putting it to our people that they, more especially those who have been sitting on the fence, those who know what is happening, those who know that Radio Biafra is in existence, those who know that the Human Rights Initiative is in existence, those who know that there are a lot of many pro-Biafran groups, both in Biafran land, both in the diaspora, but have chosen to look the other way, allowing the atrocities to continue. Those who choose to look the other way, allowing people, other people to do
what do you want these people to do? What are we asking them to do? That is the key. The key is, what are we asking them to do? We've been complaining for a very long time.
What we are asking them to do is whatever you can do. If you, for whatever reason, you cannot contribute your time.
Doctor, please bear with us. It seems to me that we have somebody on the line. It seems to me that we have somebody on the line. Let us try and go and take this call. Please stay where you are. Do stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Gideon. I'm calling from India.
Gideon from India, you're listening to Radio Biafra. Please turn your radio down, please, and speak to us via Skype, which is where you're on. What would you like to say, please? Go ahead. Hello? Yeah, I said turn your radio down. Turn it down and talk to us via Skype. You'll be able to hear us. Turn your radio down when you finish.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. You go back to your radio when you finish. But turn it down and talk to us first. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I like what you people are doing over there. Since last year, I've been trying to speak to Radio Biafra, and whenever I call on phone, you people doesn't pick up my phone. And it was last week that I heard that you people are there in Nigeria. I'm so much happy for what is happening now.
Thank you very much. We are no longer in Nigeria. We are back. The equipment is still in Nigeria, courtesy of all my family. The equipment is at Nnewi as we speak. But what we would like to do is to ask each and every caller to Radio Biafra from now onwards, what are you going to do yourself to bring about? What contribution can you make towards the struggle, towards the realization for Biafra? Because talking alone is not going to solve the problem anymore. What are you going to do as an individual to help the effort to bring about a free Biafra?
I'm telling people in India here everything about Radio Biafra, because every day I keep hearing people from Malaysia. People call from many all the time from Malaysia. So whenever we go for Igbo meeting here in India, I do tell my people that Radio Biafra is now in existence, that everybody needs to be listening to Radio Biafra, and we are solidly behind your people to any length.
Thank you very much. What you said, Carol, is there anything you can tell him? They said they are behind us, solidly behind Radio Biafra going forward. But in terms of that solidity, how do we need a manifestation of that solidity? What can they do? Because we need help to be able to do the work that is needed. Somebody is funding Boko Haram to do what they are doing. A Malam can't come out and begin to build a bomb. For us to checkmate what Boko Haram is doing, for us to stop what Boko Haram is doing, we need a lot of assistance and a lot of help. And we cannot rely on people from home to do that. People back home are too poor. They can't do anything.
Yes, that's right. They're suffering from health
reasons. Yeah, it's one of the reasons that I'm calling, because the other day we heard that you people are going to court from court to court. So, and I don't know the next thing now after going to wait court. So, is it to Africa court, or you want to know the next thing now? Because when I was with one of Ohanes Indigo in India here, so he was telling me what the Masop did to them. I don't know much about them because it's not been long I came to India. So we want to know the next thing after going to court in Nigeria.
There are some things which, of course, for understandable reasons, we are not at liberty to disclose on air. But what we are saying is that we are going to court again to go and present a prima facie case for the establishment of Biafra under the rule of law. We want to use the same constitutional provisions contained within the 1999 Constitution, backed up by the rights granted to every indigenous people by United Nations Charter on the Rights of Indigenous People, to be able to press for the legal, for the judicial recognition of Biafra to exist in its own right. And nobody can stop us from doing that. That's why we're going to court. If Owerri court fails us, we go to appeal. Appeal fails us, we go. Ultimately, we are coming to the International Court in The Hague, but we have to follow due process. If we go now and file our case at The Hague, they will say, oh no, you've not exhausted the judicial remedy available to you in Nigeria, because Nigeria runs a democratic system. If there were to be a queue in Nigeria tomorrow, then we can take our case to the International Criminal Court. Do you see how it works? So we have to exhaust every available judicial remedy within Nigeria before we go to the international court. So ultimately, that is where we are going. If they don't give us what we want, but if we go to court on the 30th and they say, yes, you have a very valid case on Biafra, from now onwards, you're free to hold a referendum to determine who wants to be part of Biafra, then all well and good. But all these things, they require resources. I don't know why our people don't understand. All these things require serious financial commitment, which only people who are living abroad can make. We don't want to come on Radio Biafra all the time and be talking about this help and help and help. It's becoming rather very shameful to be talking about it all the time. Why must we talk about these things all the time? Thank you, my brother, for calling, and keep spreading the message about Radio Biafra where you are. Thank you very much. Yes, Carol, we still have Dr. Egemba on the line, and Uchemefo. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I was saying if we all need to join hands, really, to make it work. It's nice to hear the man in India saying that he has an Igbo meetings that they meet up in India. But as he said, he's heard about Radio Biafra in this meeting, but also he's got to put out there and say, you know, let's support Radio Biafra, let's bring the word across the world, and doing that is going to take finances. I know myself, like I put in my column, it's going to cost at least $50,000 to maintain an app for them to go onto mobiles across the world. Where are they going to find this kind of money? The Biafran people certainly don't have this money, because they are suffering and recovering from a war in my lifetime. So where are they going to find the money? Unfortunately, the people in the Western world that have all these luxuries now are going to have to put their hand in their pocket and put the money there for the word of knowledge to come out, so that the atrocities cannot be hidden anymore.
Absolutely. I don't know, Uche, are you still there?
Yes, I am. The thing is, Carol has always been hitting the nail on the head, and it goes without saying that people who have been saying, we like what you're doing, we like what Radio Biafra is doing, we like all the initiative. After that, the person will just say, okay, my God, we continue to bless you. And he goes. This is a case of we, all of us, deceiving ourselves. Like we have been saying all along, Radio on internet or subway broadcasting or TV, all these things need money. Liberation struggle is not a child's play. It doesn't come from heaven. Freedom is never given to you. You have to go and take that freedom yourself. And for us to take our freedom, we must make sacrifices, both material and otherwise. And people coming on air to hear their voices is very unfortunate.
It is, yes.
To hear their voices when they speak to Radio Biafra, after that they go and start sleeping.
Don't worry, this Uche. Let us ask this caller and see if they feel the same way. That this is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please. Hello? This is Radio... Hello, can you hear us?
Please. Hello?
Yeah, please lower your radio and listen. Yeah, good evening. Lower your radio and talk to Radio Biafra, please. Go ahead.
Very clearly, I can hear you.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, please lower your radio and listen.
Yes, please. I don't know why our people find it very difficult to understand that when you come to Radio Biafra, you turn your radio down. Because of the echo, it keeps echoing. Please turn your radio down and speak to us via Skype. Are you still there?
To us via Skype.
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Lower your radio, please.
Hello.
Yes, please. Uche, are you still there? I don't know why we find it difficult to follow simple instructions. Yes, please go ahead.
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
Like I was saying, what we are saying here is, None of us is a kid. I mean, we have been saying this time without numbers. Some people will come and say, oh, for these people to be doing this, that means one politician has given them money. If we are after money, we would have gone a long time ago. This struggle would have collapsed a long time ago. Radio Biafra stands for justice. It stands for equity. It stands for everything you can think of goodness. And for us to succeed, there is no weapon. A lot of people have made advances to Radio Biafra to just the same because they are fighting for. But because of the commitment of the people behind Radio Biafra, and hopefully the friends of Biafra who are supporting us and dedicated Biafrans from around the world, we have been marching forward. But it is not enough. Time has come when everybody talk. We have been terrorizing every year, day in, day out.
That is correct.
People are in for.
Exactly. Let us try and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling
from.
Yes, your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Augustine Asapo. I'm calling from Ukraine.
From Ukraine, go ahead. The whole world is listening to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, thank you, moderators. The way you're broadcasting Biafra in general.
Thank you.
You see, I would like to say something first before just certain words first before
Go
going
ahead.
Straight to my statement.
You're free.
When I was a kid, my father used to tell us a story about this very Biafran war, though that was very long ago. So he always tell us of one news broadcaster then call Oko Kondem. So all the time he usually repeat it. So one day I told my father, you should stop this thing. We're in a modern world. You don't need to be disturbing us of what happened those days. We don't need all this Biafran of a thing. The war is over. So one day my father called me. He tell me, come here, my son. The war is not yet over. They just tell us to drop our gun. But now they are really playing with our life. I said this man could not understand. People are traveling, going everywhere. He couldn't understand these things. Now I realize not only those killed in churches by Boko Haram, we realize that there will be never a time Nigeria will be won. I realize that Biafra is a real, not a region. And I would like you people to try it, not only make your, I don't know if, because you gave us a link just some minutes ago. Ndibo link, I think so. So I went there, I couldn't get it clear. Maybe I didn't type
the,
it right.
The, if you want to, if you're not, are you listening to Radio Biafra now or you're not?
Now I'm listening.
Wonderful. If you go to, if you want to support Radio Biafra, you go to Radio Biafra website page. You see, the reason why we're talking about, because there are things we need to do. People must understand that anything Radio Biafra lays his hands on, says he's going to do, it always does it. There are things we are going to do. We have some things to do that when we do those things, the world will know we've arrived. We don't want to keep talking. We talk in the morning, afternoon, night, year after year. Year one, we are talking about marginalization. Year two, the same. Year three, we keep producing criminals after criminals being imposed on us by the North. We keep quiet. We want to do something about it. Does it mean that we don't have angry youths in Igbo land? Does it mean we don't have angry young people in Biafra land? Is that what it means?
I'm sorry, I'm cutting you up. This is exactly what I want to say. Because we have been listening, talking all the time, listening. I've been listening to Radio Biafra. We're only talking one thing. How Biafra will come to reality. While we all know that there is never a nation that come into such, that pass through this road that Biafra is going now, that will come with us something else. We need a reality. We need a real Biafra. We need to share our blood. We need to share our nature. So we don't need to be all the time sitting down, blowing long English, talking to each other as if we know we all learned. We know we know the truth. We know we know the facts. But there must be something else. So please, if you know, just give the, make the link. At least, I mean, at this very Biafran site, when you are talking, such link will be coming out here. Those who want to click it, we click it and do something he want to do and go ahead. We don't need to be talking and talking and talking. No, I like the way you people are doing. I love it. Not only that, I like it. But all the same thing, we need to do something, my good boy.
Thank you very much. Thank you. What you said, your advice has been taken on board. As once we're on the air, we should be generating some things to come up on the screen if anybody wants to be part of it. Yes, we'll try and do that. Thank you very much. That's our brother from Ukraine calling. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Let us see if Dr. Gemba is still there. Doctor, are you still there? Dr. Gemba, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Following what our brother said from Ukraine, what is your contribution?
Yeah, what I want to tell him is, in Ukraine, there are quite a good number of our people there. All he will need to do is try to get hold of them in a sort of formal or informal meeting. Get them to listen to Radio Biafra. Ask them. Let him ask them the question you have just asked now. What can you do practically in material terms to help the struggle, to help Radio Biafra to remain on air, to continue to educate our people, try to spread the gospel of freedom to the people of the world? Materially, what can you do? Are they going to give money? Are they going to contribute towards the transmitter we are trying to acquire to make this broadcast accessible to our people in Biafra land on FM? So we need practical, we need tangible commitment now. The time, as he said, the time for rhetoric is over. The time of talking, making comments and debating is over. So
yes,
it is now up to them, that our people, I hope that there are some of our guys listening in India, all over the world, wherever you are, even if you are two, you, what can you do? What help are we going to give in order to realize this project? So, we're calling to thank Radio Biafra on what we are doing is acceptable, but it's not enough.
Yes, because we need to move ahead, and it seems to me that most of the message is getting through. Let us try and take this call, please. Remain where you are, please. I'm Dr. Gemba. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Hello.
Hello.
We have somebody. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Chukwudi Foma. I'm calling from Australia.
Wonderful. The great man himself is on the line through to Radio Biafra Studios. That's Chukwudi Foma, who is the benefactor of Radio Biafra and the sponsor of Radio Biafra FM transmission in Biafra land as we speak. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Incidentally, is you came online. We are talking about how to sustain this campaign, how to stop people from, how we can make this particular struggle our own. What do we need to do to convince everybody who lives abroad that what Radio Biafra is doing is for the public good? Because there's so much to do that we've not even started. Radio is only the beginning of it. How do we get our people to key in into this thing? Or do they want us to go and start committing crime in order to be able to raise money to do this work?
What I think is this for over the years, because it's well known that it's we that outside Nigeria are going to save our people back home, not the people back home going to save us. Personally, after looking deep, thinking deep about the way forward, how we can sustain this, my suggestion with a colleague, we come up and say that the best way for us to do this is if every neighbor outside Nigeria can commit themselves, at least let it be a tax. If nobody has ever done a charity, let it start today, a charity work. We do it for Salvation Army. We do it for a lot of them. But let me just, is the best way is at least the tithe you pay to church, you can cut it down and say $5 or £5 a week. Instead of it going to the, you divide it and contribute it to the Radio Biafra. You say saving life, we are saving millions of life. It's the same thing. Or we can look for extra job in a week to do that doesn't have anything to do with our family budget and dedicate it. It's a charity work. And remember, it's a millions of people we are going to touch. That way, we'll be able to raise enough funds to continue forward, because we have, as you said, we haven't touched the surface, and that is the truth. We haven't done anything. And I borrowed this idea from a friend, and it's actually...
If you can hold on. What are you trying to say? Are you saying that your suggestion, because you people... you belong to Ohanaeze in Canberra in Australia, is that correct?
Yes.
And you people are planning to spend nearly 26,000 to 28,000 pounds buying the transmitter that will make it possible for people to receive Radio Biafra all over Nigeria from one single transmitter. Is that also correct?
Yes, correct.
Now, with these things that you people are doing in Australia, why can't each and every country where you have Biafran people take up on one project and be able to fund that project? So it is not a question of leaving it to Radio Biafra, because we don't have time to be doing fundraising in England, because we are here running the radio station. Now that Australia, you people have taken it upon yourselves in Australia, you people have come together before and been able to connect Biafrans to Australian government. You have come together to fund the FM, which you have single-handedly funded yourself, that is now happening in Biafraland. Why is it that other people cannot take up similar projects? There is Bilie court case that needs support. We have Biafra Liberation Council that is willing to help to make our people have some dignity, that will make Boko Haram to stop what they're doing. We have men, we have boys that can stop Boko Haram from doing what they're doing to our people. How are we going to support them and be able to fund them? Other people should emulate what is happening in Australia and look for something to do. It must cost you something. There's no need going to church and paying tithes 10% every day. Your people will be eating the money. You give money to a pastor, you say you're giving money to God. Nothing is happening. Our people are dying. Where we come from looks like a desert. There's absolutely nothing happening where we come from, and you're giving money to your pastor to pray for you and your family. How about those who are less privileged?
Yes, correct, director. What I think is, my personal opinion is, our people, the way we behave is, what is there for me, even to bring out $1 that is not even more than it's not even up to a coffee, to buy a coffee in a shop. for us to bring it out and give it out to something that will benefit us. We say, what is it for me? Do I need to give it to Onyebo to do something about it? I mean, that's our mentality. But again, I still believe if we can reach out to our people and educate them and just tell them the benefit. Because sometimes people, they just doubt if this Biafra is going to come or not. But they don't realize that it's already approved. Our God in heaven already approved it for us. All we need to do is just to get up and march into our promised land. That is it. They are just referring back to, we read Bible, but we don't actually understand what the Bible is saying. We read about Israel. I said, when God said, go and take the land, Moses sent Caleb and Joshua and the rest of us. The rest come back and say, it's giant, we can't go in. Caleb and Joshua say, let's go, our Lord has promised us. Just exactly it's happening to them.
But they didn't sit in the wilderness waiting for God to deliver Canaan to them. They had to go and take it. When people are saying, yeah, oh, God bless you, God will give us Biafra. So you sit where you are and God will go and bring Biafra and dash it to you. That's ridiculous. It will never happen.
They will stay like that and kingdom come, and God is not going to do anything because he already done his own part. We have to go and do our own part. And the way I know how God works is, the God will not come down and do what you supposed to do. They say, God help those who help themselves.
Of course. Absolutely.
It's a clear law. It's a simple law.
Absolutely. Hold on, let us try and take this call. Please, stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please. From Port Harcourt, you're calling from Port Harcourt. Please go ahead. What would you like to say? You're a regular contributor to Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Yes, we the Port Harcourt believe that we're using to thank the people of there are people that in Australia, about people that live in Spain and Australia. We are thanking them for the help they are helping Radio Biafra to contribute the help of to make sure that the transmission is going around to all the entire world. So we thank you people in Australia there and using this opportunity to tell all our evil brothers all over the world to join the Human Rights Initiative.
Yes, what you're saying is correct. I think Fred Onyale from Germany, who have just sent in a text, it seems to concur with what you're saying, that we need to go around and inaugurate Bilie Human Rights Initiative in every country, that we should stop appealing for funds in the air. That is what they seem to be saying. So that is absolutely correct. We thank you. I think Ofoma is still on the line. So he will be able to hear the good wishes of Bilie people thanking our brothers in Australia and our sisters in Australia for the wonderful work they are doing. Thank you very much and keep up the good work that you all are doing to make sure that we become free through Bilie Human Rights Initiative. Thank you very much. I don't know if Ofoma is still there. Ofoma, we got a text message from Fred Onyale from Germany, telling us that we should stop appealing for funds on the air. That is what Onyale said. He said we shouldn't be asking for money on the air. So what we want to know is that, is that your view? If you can lower your radio, please, a bit. Can you lower your radio?
Yes.
Yeah, please lower your radio a little bit. And please do bear with us. We have another call coming in. Just bear with us for a second. We've lost them completely. We have lost them. We'll go back to them. Please, if you're calling us, try and call us back again. Ofoma, are you still there? Ofoma, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, please. We got a text message from our brother, Fred Onyale, from Germany. And if you please do bear with us, stay where you are, please, Ofoma. Stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Hello?
I'm calling from Uganda.
You're calling from where?
Yes, I'm calling from Uganda.
You're calling from Uganda?
From Uganda.
Okay, wonderful. Go ahead. Wonderful. The world is listening. This is the first call from Uganda, I'm sure. Go ahead. We are listening.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. We are listening to you from Uganda. We are listening. Go ahead.
Yes,
I want to show the number from my internet. So let me go and see if what I'm seeing is true.
It is true. You are live to the whole world. This is Radio Biafra. We are in London. We are live to the whole world. Do you have anything to say regarding Biafra? Or you just wanted to confirm that Radio Biafra is existing?
I want to know what is existing through and just want to hear at one.
Thank you very much. Radio Biafra is in existence and it's been existing for over a year. That is the work, Karen, that you're talking about we need to do. There are people staying in Uganda who doesn't know that Radio Biafra is existing. Is that an indictment of what we've been doing? Have we been getting it wrong? Yes, Carol. Are we getting it wrong? We have somebody in Uganda who is saying that they've not heard about Radio Biafra. Is that normal?
This is the word you've got to get out. And unfortunately, it takes money to do this. So the people that are complaining that you are talking about funds, how are you supposed to do it with out of thin air? We cannot sit in our chairs and just pray. It's not going to work. God says He opens the window and it is for you to climb through it.
So that all that God does is to open the window and people climb through it.
Yes, He shows you the way. He can't take you there. He gave us freedom of choice.
Absolutely, absolutely. Doctor, are you still there? Doctor, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, wonderful. Please go ahead.
Yes, I want to comment on the brother that called from Germany who said that we shouldn't make appeal on the air. Okay, fair enough.
He sent a text message,
What medium will we be able to communicate and inform our people that are scattered all over the world? Now that we have the opportunity of having Radio Biafra and having our people tuning in, and having our people logging in and listening from all over the world, from places at times mobile phone will be difficult to reach. Now, it is the most cost-effective way of communicating with our people, letting them know that we need help. If we don't tell them we need help, how will they know? You know that our people, they are fond of saying, you didn't tell me. If I had known, if you had told me. You see? So, if this brother knows any other means through which we can pass information to our people all over the world, so that they will understand the challenges we are facing, so that they will understand the help, amount of help and the amount of work required to realize our dream. Please let him come up and tell us, how do we communicate our people? How do we let them know that we need help to sustain Radio Biafra?
Yes, thank you very much. Let us try and put that that very question to Uche Mefo. Uche, you're still there, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yes,
I am.
And you heard Dr. Egemba's question. What is your assessment? I mean, how do we, our brother Fred Onyale that wrote in from Germany is saying we shouldn't appeal or ask for funds on air. That's what our brother is saying. We shouldn't appeal or ask for funds on the air. So what we are asking is, how else are we going to do it? If you're saying that we should go to each and every country to set up Bilier Human Rights Initiative, we still need to transport people there. It will take money. That money goes away from the money we're using to fund Radio Biafra. So what do we do? Are they saying we should go to politicians to go and ask for money, people who are already corrupt, or we should go and start robbing from the banks the way some people are doing to break the law in order for us to be able to spread the good news for our people? What do they want us to do?
Yeah, I think first of all, Fred Onyale is the person that will answer that question. However, at Radio Biafra, we try to be realistic and we do what we think is better for us. And it's been working. So it is Fred Onyale, if I may say, is not realistic in the circumstance, because liberation struggle, media project is not something you go into with empty hand. And a few of dear friends who have been contributing, who have been remaining, and who have been tenaciously in sponsoring this project, they know the word. So the question I want to ask Fred Oyan is, what has he done for Biafra? What has he done for the Igbo race?
So he himself can start something of this sort there. Going to Germany, Fred himself can organize or coordinate Bilia in Germany himself.
Of course. It's not just about saying don't do this, don't do that. We all know that media campaign, media project, liberation struggle needs money. And our people are lagging behind in all this. Not that they don't know. No, I don't believe that. It is about deceiving ourselves. We are all deceiving ourselves, thinking that, oh, these people are there. Some of them are thinking that we got money from somewhere, somebody give us money. But it's not true. If we make money our primary concern, then this struggle would have gone on there a long time ago. But we appreciate the importance of sacrifice. We have felt it. We are still feeling it. For every right-thinking human being all around the world, and we thank God that Kawo is there in our midst to also educate us. The Bible said that a prophet is not recognized in his own town. That is what is happening to Radio Biafra. What is happening to us is ego, jealousy, and backbiting.
Yes, I'm just
coming. What I'm trying to say in essence is that people know what they should do, but they don't want to do it. But at Radio Biafra, we are not going to relent. If somebody says you're going to die, you cannot accept that you're going to die. You have to defend yourself. So Radio Biafra needs money. Biafra struggle needs money. And Radio Biafra is not going by. Radio Biafra is taking the lead. We need money to finance this project. We need money to finance this struggle. Without money, we are nowhere. So people in the same line with Fred Oyan, they can go their own way and do whatever they think is possible. But at Radio Biafra, we are confident that the majority of the Biafran people are behind us.
Yes,
and it's a matter of time, and we'll get what we're looking for.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. And you said, stay where you are. Is Ofom, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, you've heard everything that was said, and the good suggestion from our dear brother from Germany, and we're asking him, giving him the license to go ahead. You don't need even permission from Radio Biafra. You can start Bilie Human Rights Initiative wherever you are on this planet. What is your take on it? Shouldn't we be appealing for funds on the air?
We should be realistic. And from what our friend from Germany said, it's not realistic. I will challenge him to bring his own opinion on the table, how we should go about with the funding. If he doesn't want us to be airing it on the air, he should bring an idea how we should go.
No, but he's given us an idea. He said we should go and form Bilie Human Rights Initiative in all cities across the world.
Then how are we going to do that? Is it not going to cost money? Somebody has to travel. How much is the etiquette to travel from one country to another? It's not realistic.
Okay,
we can encourage our members, any part of the world they are, to form a BDA. But forming an organization, me and you know how long it takes. And we cannot wait for that long. We are just talking about now. Those who want Biafra now and tomorrow should start now doing something.
So is
otherwise, by yes. Then, when we wake up, we already, maybe only a few of us, we left.
Absolutely. Former, let us try and take this call and see if it's, who is calling us. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, hello. My name's Godwin Eze. I'm calling from Germany.
Godwin Eze from Germany, God bless you. Please turn your radio down or turn it off completely and speak to the world. We're hearing you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to say something about what somebody called, the guy that called from Germany, what he said.
Yes.
In fact, what he said was totally wrong because... I don't know where he thinks you guys are getting money to run up and down from Onitsha to Lagos, Lagos to Port Harcourt to Nnewi to broadcast and to feed yourself, to lodge in a hotel, or did he think that you guys have houses in these cities or what?
No,
people fly from London to Nigeria to go and do all these things. How did he think that you guys are getting money to do all these things? So please, I'm pleading on his behalf. You guys should not be angry, and he should people like that should not distract you people from doing what you people are doing. In fact, I don't think that that guy is an Igbo man. I'm sorry to say it.
No, Fred Onyan is an Igbo man, and a very formidable one at that. He's a very good Igbo man. It's just his own suggestion in view of the difficulties we are having. Because we need, my brother, there are some things we need to do. We want to match Boko Haram and tell them that we can do what they're doing, even do it better. We can do it better. Yeah. What they're doing.
Yes.
And until that time comes, the world will not take us seriously. We have to tell the world we are angry. And being angry is not newspaper interview. It's not talking. It's not putting yourself up and saying, oh, we are angry, we are Igbos, we are Biafrans. No. You have to do something. That thing you're going to do is what defines who you are. Not just talking alone. What can you do? How can you let the world know that you're angry? How can you let the world know that Biafra is overdue? How do we let the world begin to ask questions to tell the Hausa Fulani people in Nigeria, allow these people to go? That is the only topic, because we are not free. It's like asking somebody in ANC before apartheid crumbled, why don't you talk about other news? There's no other news to talk about than the quest to be free. Is that correct? What other news do you have to talk about? There is no other news. The quest to be free is what is important. That is why at Radio Biafra, every blessed day we talk about what is happening to our people, the death of our people, that our own senators are abandoning what they are supposed to do. One person stood up from Kogi State to speak in the House. And every other person, every other human being, every other senator ran away and gave the floor to this human being. It's very sad. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, hello. Hello.
Yes, we are hearing you. Lower your radio and talk to us, please.
Yeah.
Hello.
Okay. My name is. Hello.
Lower your radio.
Yeah.
Turn your radio down. Can you turn your radio down?
My name is Okoro Chinedu.
Chinedu, turn your radio down, please, if you may. Can you turn your radio down?
Okay. My name is Okoro Chinedu.
Yes. Go ahead.
I'm calling from my radio is done now.
Thank you. Hello.
I'm calling from Malaysia.
Yes. Please, we don't like people who don't listen to very simple instructions. Please, Ofom, are you still there? Ofom, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, please go ahead. When people call Radio Biafra, we tell them to turn your radio down because it's echoing, it's long distance, our voice is coming back to us, our people don't listen. Please, let's disregard that, and we do apologize to our listeners, and continue what you are saying, please, if you may.
Yes, yeah, the way forward is, yes, it's a good idea we form a billion in every country, but while that is going on, the campaign to raise funds should continue on the air, and I believe that if other countries can do as we in Australia is doing, we will go far. Let us make it, I'm appealing to every Igbo person outside Nigeria, let us make it as our duty that we must, you know, when you say we must, if you really believe you want to be free, free is not free will cost you something. And remember, for you to gain something, you have to lose something.
No, our people don't believe in that. They believe you can gain everything without losing anything.
Nah, for you to gain something, you have to give something of a nature.
And for you to gain your freedom, you have to put your money. The money we are talking about is not bring out your monthly salary. No, just a small token from that, that you can easily buy a bottle of beer in a beer parlor. It doesn't cost you nothing.
They won't do it.
We are millions and thousands of us outside Nigeria. The question is, are we throw this challenge to every one of us that are living abroad? Why are you living abroad? Have you seen a Kuwait or Saudi Arabia man living in another country, working? Are you not in the same shoe with them? Are you not in an oil producing area? Some of us travel Nigeria and go and educate ourselves in another country.
It's incredible.
When we are graduate, we stay back there. While if it is Hausa man, he goes back to Nigeria.
Exactly. Whereas we live abroad. Please stay where you are, please. Former. Let me see if doctor is still there. Doctor Gemba, you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, please go ahead. From what you've heard, what is your assessment?
Our former said is quite informative and encouraging, actually. What struck me most, what I support most, is that I find resonance with is the idea of tithing and offering a church. In as much as we say don't offer at all, if we divide the offering and tithe we give into two, I hope it is the same God we are trying to save we are saving our people for God. And it is, we are also making offering and tithe to God. But I think, in fact, God will even bless us more if we put our energy, the tithe and offering, if we put it in the project of 7 million of people that currently languishing in abject poverty, in ignorance, in lack of freedom. I think it will be more beneficial than in currently putting it in our respective churches. So, even personally, I'm going to do that. Of course, I do make offering in church regularly. So, whatever I do, I divide it into two and add the other.
No, but I
contributing or help I have given to Radio Biafra.
But doctor,
they go a long way, and if everybody will do the same as the former said, as they are doing in.
But doctor, the fact of the matter remains. The fact of the matter remains that even when we are being killed, the Christian countries never came to our rescue in the first place. They never came to our rescue in the first place. The same people that brought us the Bible, the same people that built churches, didn't come to rescue us. Instead, they went and supported Muslims to come and kill us. But today, we are going to church and putting in tithe. It is the same people that killed us. The same people that is responsible for our plight within the country, they are the same people that gave us the Bible. Yet, we go to church and we put in tithe. And yet, we are suffering. Our people are dying. Son and mother are being buried on the same day, and you're telling me there is nothing wrong. Uche, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Please, we are talking about Ofoma raised the very important issue of this tithe, and why is it that people cannot divide their tithe? You live in England and you pay your tithe to a church in England, possibly run by a Yoruba man. You go to Malaysia, you go to church and you pay tithe, possibly run by a Yoruba man. In Germany, the same thing. You go to church to pay tithe to a pastor, a living person, claiming they are working for God. But you cannot contribute towards saving your own people who are dying. What type of human being are you? What type of God are you worshipping?
That is the problem. That is the problem. That is, it is very incomprehensible, especially when it comes to the people of the eastern region of Nigeria, especially the Igbos. I don't know. We are the greatest prayer warriors you can think of. In fact, we can compete for that. We have faith in God. We can pray. But the problem with us is that we don't put what we are praying into action. Faith without good work is dead. And until, for instance,
everybody acclaims what Radio BFR is doing.
Uche, please bear with us. Bear with us 1 minute. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, this is Christian calling from India.
Christian from India, go ahead. We are listening.
Yes, considering the headline for today, I want to ask some questions.
Go ahead.
The first thing is, are we Igbos afraid because of the previous war, 1967 to 1970? Are we fear? Has that war brought fear into us?
Yes.
Secondly, now we talk about Kogi Senator flying the whole Anambra and Enugu senators, and they were mum. They were so dumb that they couldn't even argue their own quarter. Now, the question here I want to ask again. Aguleri and Umuleri fought for so many years.
Thank
just
you.
Just over a piece of land.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
They fought for so many years for just a piece of land.
Yes.
Now, they kill each other. Now, an outsider, which is from Kogi, is
thank
fighting
you.
Them, killing them. They are calling on government.
Thank you very
to
much.
To come and help them fight those people. Are we cowards, evils? Are we cowards?
Christian.
These are the issues. Okay, why not treat at least? If it is to be a Roman lady now, you see them bring out their machete. You see them drag out daggers and guns to kill each other. Is this what Igbo is meant for? No, it is really a pity, my brother. And secondly, on the issue of contributing to Radio Biafra, I want to say Ofoma has given us a challenge from India. And before I make some comments here, please, the caller from India previously he made mention of he just got information about Radio Biafra today and something about Ezen Igbo in India. I want to say categorically clear that Ezen Igbo is not known, because I'm calling from a capital of India, which is New Delhi. If he tells us there's anything called Ezen Igbo in India, which I don't know, possibly that caller was called from Mumbai, and the whole stupidity and nonsense is in Mumbai, which does not even affect the majority of Igbos that are in New Delhi.
Yes.
And even at India at large, we are more in New Delhi than Mumbai, where they reside. But if he can put a call across to me, or maybe let him find me on Facebook, Biafra on Biafra Forum, Chris Presley is my name on Biafra Forum. At least we can make something and bring support. I, for one, on my personal capacity, I have been contributing my best to see how things move forward. But if he can connect me through Radio Biafra, I wouldn't want to disclose the number. If he permits me, I can.
Yeah, of
if
course
he can connect me, let's see how we can. From our own side here in India and contribute our own quota. So kudos to Mr. Ofoma and the Australian people, Igbos, Biafrians over there. They've thrown a challenge to every other indigenous of Biafra residing whichever countries or all over the world. It's a great challenge. If they have done this kind, more kudos to and grace to their Igbos. And I want to say they've thrown a challenge to Indian quota. And I believe if Indian Biafrans in India cannot respond on behalf of Biafrans in India, I'm going to make my own quota very soon. I'm going to answer the roll call. It's a thing of roll call now. And if they cannot represent themselves as collectively as Indians, Biafrans in India, I'm going to make that very shortly, within the shortest period between 1 week. I'm going to make a call to that and see how I contribute on behalf of Biafrans in India. But please, if there's a way we can reach out to that first caller, please, whichever medium to get through to him. Let's see how we can collectively, because all through this, why they made mention of the meetings, Igbo meetings in India, which nothing of such is happening in New Delhi here. I don't know, series of times I've called Igbos here. Or if you tell them issue of Biafra, they so shy away and tell you carry it on your head. You know, it's really demoralizing, and I don't know what is the cause of that. Is it the fear of Biafra, the civil war we fought, or the, I don't know. Look at the issue of six senators representing these two respective instances. They couldn't argue as against a senator from the Kogi side. It is really shameful. Now,
nice.
Are they keeping mum that the Oyawa belongs to the Kogi state, or who? What are we saying? Electing, or we didn't even elect them anyway. They fought themselves to us. Bunch of illiterates that you call senators, they don't even know how to argue whatever points to get results. So it's really pity, my brother. And to Aguleri people, I think this is the time to show who they are. This is the real time to show who they are. It is not when it is between the fight between brothers, then you see machetes and guns everywhere killing each other. It makes no sense. And secondly, on the threat men gave, I expected even if verbally, let's not say active now or action yet, verbally men give a threat to the Boko Haram that if you kill any Christian, they will retaliate. They gave a deadline, I think, May 31st. What is the IYM, Igbo Youth Movement, or whatever forum they call themselves, what is their own statement to that? The Ijaw people or the Urubu people, are they majority in the as casualties in this pogrom that has been happening in northern Nigeria? Certainly no. But if they can come and give this kind of threat, then what about the majority casualties, which is from the southeastern side? What has the Igbo Youth Forum or whatever they call themselves have done? What are they? What threat are they even giving? Not to talk of actualizing it. It's a shameful thing, my brother. But my brother, as I said, a former, you are more grace to your ego and your family, and collectively the Australian Biafrans that has been supporting this program. I think very shortly, Biafrans in India will make their own support to it. If they refuse collectively, single-handedly, I will put my own quota to it.
Thank
within
you.
1 week then.
Thank you very much.
God bless you.
And you too. God bless you. And thank you very much. Uche, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
You heard what our brother said from India. He will make his own contribution, even if the rest of India are not prepared to make any contribution. He said some very, very interesting and very salient. He raised the very touchy issues. Why is it that when Aguleri and Umuleri were fighting, they found strength, they found marshes, they found guns to fight each other? Now that Kogi State is taking over Igbo land, they cannot muster any degree of resistance against these people. Why is that happening to us? I said, why is it when it comes to our own kind, we have every strength in the world? When it comes to mass up kidnapping other people in Igbo land, they are very, very powerful. When they see a lonely Hausa man with a gun, mobile police killing our own people, they run away and start crying like small children.
That is the irony of it all. That is the irony of it all. And it is a mark of a decaying race. There is no missing words about it. We are very active at home, kidnapping, a lot of arm twisting among politicians, among even Biafran groups. If you talk, you are kidnapped. If you open your mouth, that is the end of you. But when it comes to defending the collective interest of the Igbos, we are nowhere to be found. We become afraid of our own shadows.
It's incredible.
Imagine, it's very, very unfortunate. Very, very unfortunate. And that is why we are not going to relent. The good people that are remaining in the society, in our society today, cannot keep quiet. Because if you keep quiet, that is the end of us.
You'll be swallowed.
That is the end of us.
Thank you. Let's go to Afoma and see what he has to say. Afoma, are you still there? Afoma, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, please go ahead from what you have heard. Even from Uche's contribution, I think there is something that we need to do as a people. We don't only need to ask God for forgiveness. We need to ask for a change of reasoning. The way we are thinking as a people is very, very destructive. We don't think collectively. We go to churches and give money to Yoruba pastors to go and buy aeroplanes where they come from. When we kidnap our own people, Aguleri and Umuleri are fighting. But now Kogi have come in to take our land, what belongs to us. No politician can talk in Abuja. When it comes to them and us, the same politician will not hesitate to go and hire thugs and assassins to kill the next Igbo person. But when it is time to fight outsiders, we cannot fight outsiders. Apart from what Radio Biafra is doing. We took Radio Biafra to Lagos. Finished broadcasting on air in Lagos. The next day, Yoruba people were panicking and discussing Radio Biafra on air in Lagos. It's on the website. If you go to the website or if you go to the Facebook page, you will see that one of our brothers kindly monitored in Lagos and posted for us to see. We took the battle to enemy territory in Lagos that Radio Biafra has never come to before. We stopped at already during the war or before the war broke out. But we took Radio Biafra to Lagos. Why is it that our people cannot learn that your strength is not at home? It is what you can go and do outside that really matters.
What I have to contribute there is, you see, the Senate, our senators who represent those areas that couldn't defend themselves at the Senate floor. One thing I want to tell you is, they are not representing our people. our people didn't vote them in. Because if our people vote them in, they will know what to say.
Yeah, that is true.
In for money. Absolutely. Yeah, that's one. I'm not surprised
at all. Let us see what Dr. Egemba makes of this. Doctor, are you there? Dr. Egemba, are you there? Dr. Egemba, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah,
yes, I am.
Yeah, please go ahead from what you have heard. Please go ahead.
I don't want us to labor, if it's right to say, to over-labor on this Aguleri and Dumuleri issue. It is really very, very unfortunate. I'm quite sure if these senators, if they have conscience, if they are actually human beings with flesh, with blood and water running through them, and see the comment their colleague made in the floor of the Senate, I think they will, or they must, or they should hide their face in shame. It is more or less one person taking on six senators. And they keep quiet. Nobody even said point of order.
And from
nobody
a minority, for that so-called minority in Nigeria, we have served white people, served Hausa people, served Fulani, served Yoruba. We have even served our people, our brother from so-called minority. He's from South. Now, ordinary Kogi is frightening us. We are afraid to confront even Kogi people. Even Kogi, we are afraid of them. It's incredible.
Right.
Sad.
What happened is that it is. Let us leave this argument. Let us leave this comment. The war for the people of Enugu and Anambra State. Let them see. They have it is this so-called six senators that are representing them. Let them go to their people, go back to their people, look them in the face and tell them, oh, yeah, we are defenseless, we are helpless. When our colleague was defending their territory, we are trying to take over their land. So we are there applauding them. So let's see what the people of Anambra and Enugu State will do. It is up to them. And this is why we are making it known to the world that what we are practicing is not a democracy in the real sense of it. If it is, these senators need to be recalled. Because the citizens can recall their senators. If it is
our people are poor.
The root of law.
Dr. Egemba, our people are poor. Our people are very, very poor. You have not seen money to eat. How can you recall a senator who has taken all the allocation, all the money due for your development, they put it in their pocket? You cannot even rise up in the morning to go and find something to eat, talk less of recalling a senator. It is not feasible where we come from. Most people don't know that we are very hungry where we are. We are very, very hungry. Uchemefa, are you still there? Uche, are you there? This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us today on the 26th of April, 2013, we are welcoming you. You can get Radio Biafra through www.radiobiafralondon.com or our new website, www.radiobiafra.co. I'm on Nnamdi Kanu. We are transmitting from London. Unfortunately, we must say that our linkage to Nnewi on FM has been broken. That didn't go through very well. We are also receiving reports of intermittent reception. We are asking you, if you lose reception, please refresh your browser. From those that called in, we can confirm that the transmission went through very well. Uche, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Please, Dr. Egemba is saying that we shouldn't overlabor this issue, but it is an issue of dignity, pride, and honor that even Igala people, that is not up to one local government in Imo State, is threatening the whole of Enugu and Anambra States, and we are running away from them.
Yeah, unfortunately, this goes to the very heart of what is holding us down as a people. And if we don't recognize, if we don't identify this anomaly and hammer on it and condemn it, we're not going to make any headway. I understand Dr. Egemba's concerns, but of course, in the wider context of the whole thing, in the wider consideration, I think that the more we see evil in our society and
call it a name and condemn it, the earlier the better for us. And this is just what we are doing at Radio Biafra. The issue of an Igbo man, when he sees his own brother, he looks the other way around. When he sees his own brother, the only thing that comes to him is probably, why not me? When he sees his own person succeeding, the only thing that will come to him is how to bring that person down. We are so wicked, we wicked ourselves more than any other person among us, or more than we do to strangers. These people are killing us. We are enabling and killing ourselves. Look at just what has just happened. A situation where your territory is being taken away from you. Not even that they put up a defense to start with. They all kept mum, about 5 or 6 senators against one senator.
Uche, if you bear with us, we'll be able to take this call. Please do bear with us. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, this is Christian calling again from India.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I made some submission here before as regards the caller, the first caller from India. I can't remember his name. I don't know if it is possible. I'm really eager to meet with whoever among them that are really interested in this struggle.
He is listening.
Is there a possibility how you can help me connect
them? Of course we can. That's what we do at Radio Biafra. We connect the Biafran families together. Of course we can, with your permission. We have him on Skype. I'm going to text your number to him. We'll get somebody to make sure that your number gets across to him so that he'll be able to contact you. That's what we're going to do. Okay?
Okay, good. And secondly, considering the issue of how somebody from Germany that wrote an SMS as regards we should stop airing soliciting for fund via this medium, I want to put something across. Yes, to an extent, he has a point. But at this initial stage of this struggle, we really need fund. I think for now, that is point is really not going well. It's not the reality for now. But he has a point anyway. If this struggle is, if we come to a very strong position, or if we achieved a lot, then we can really say, okay, we have the people, then we can communicate to them via whichever means, aside that is. But for now, we don't have options. And secondly, issue pertaining to the Dr. Ekemba talking about tight and what have you. Please, my brothers, I really want us to let that issue lie for now, so that we will not blaspheme to an extent. Yes, issue pertaining to tight is one tenth. You haven't paid one tenth out of what you earn as interest or profit for the day or for the month. What happens to the other 9%, 9/10 or whatever, or now 9/10? Can't you take 1% or even 10% out of it and utilize 80% on your own? That is, issue of tithe is not, it shouldn't be a problem on this forum. Somebody paying half to his church and the other way around. I really don't want us to blaspheme. We don't know what that, according to the scripture, that is an obligation we owe God. So
Obligation do you owe? Tithe in the Bible, we don't want to misunderstand it. Tithe in the Bible is to help those who are less privileged. Tithe as an obligation in the church is to help those who are less privileged, not to be given to a Yoruba pastor to be buying aeroplane. That is not tithe. There is no tithe greater than saving.
It is not blasphemy. What is enough? Whoever that really wants to contribute in truth and spirit as regards the struggle, the person will always do. That's just the truth position.
Absolutely. There is nothing like blasphemy. There is nothing like blasphemy that could be misunderstanding, not blasphemy. Blasphemy is led by ignorance. And at Radio Biafra, we're not ignorant people. We move ahead and forge ahead and speak the truth the way it is. If you're telling me it is blasphemy that some people are dying where we come from, being blown to pieces, children are starving, people are feeding from dustbin, and you're giving money to Yoruba pastor, and the Yoruba pastor is saying I'm blaspheming, that Yoruba pastor doesn't know what blasphemy is. Is your former still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Absolutely. You heard what our brother said. I don't know if you believe in blasphemy. For me, I don't know what blasphemy is.
I don't believe. I think it's misunderstood from the person who is talking, because tithe is God said pay 10% of your tithe. So what does that? What do they use it for? To less privileged ones among us. Now we are saying that instead of paying the whole amount of that tithe to the church, we say divert some to Radio Biafra, because we are saving life. We are saving millions of life. But why are you only giving it to one person, pastor or reverend father of the church? It's fair said, here in the Western world, some of them doesn't believe in the church. They don't give their money to church. They give their money to charity. The same,
and they're improving. They are moving ahead. They are improving more than you giving your money to tithe. The people giving money to charity, you are living in their country, enjoying running water, clean environment, housing, electricity, everything. They are not paying. Ask yourself, the America you're going to, ask your neighbor in the United States, ask your neighbor in Britain, in Australia, where do you give your 10% to them? That is to charity. To do charitable work. There is no way God is going to come from heaven and come down to earth and take your 10% and spend it. It is common sense. Take your money and you give to a criminal carrying a Bible, claiming he's going to give you a blessing. What type of useless blessing is that? And when your own people are dying. It's incredible. Absolutely incredible. We have another text message from our brother. Of course, I do understand Fred Onyali very well. I understood where he was coming from. He is saying we should reach out to all Igbo groups scattered all over the world. He is right in that regard. And for me personally, I accept what he's saying. And that is what we're going to do in time to come. We have only about 8 minutes more to go. Let us see what Dr. Egenba's perspective is on this very issue. Doctor, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, please go ahead.
You mean on the issue of tithing and contributing to
tithing? That is what he's saying. He's saying that a tithe is blasphemy. If we say people to take a part of the 10% and give to the Biafran cause, it is blasphemy. Well, what I'm saying to my brother in India, whom I love very much, is that God will understand. God himself will understand. If you take part of the 10% and give to the Biafran struggle, to give to Bile Human Rights Initiative, to Radio Biafra, to Biafra Liberation Council, these are the people fighting for Biafra in truth and honesty, people who are putting their lives on the line. If you take part of your 10% and give to Radio Biafra, to any worthy Biafran cause, God himself will understand.
I 100% concur to that. In as much as I am not a specialist in blasphemy or whatever the reason for the contribution is, but the understanding is that many churches, I agree, they do a lot of charity work. They do a lot of work in the community. But what we are saying here is that the amount we are going to give to the church, which will be used to do charity work, we can also use the same amount and channel it to do charity work in our own community. It is also doing God's work. It's not that we didn't say that we should use it and channel it to something else that will not benefit other people. No. It will take it from the church, if you like. Instead of the church giving it back to us, we will take it and invest it directly in issues that our people, in the way we know that we benefit our people directly and not indirectly. If that's what this brother is saying is blasphemy, I think we should leave that God for God to judge. That we are using our money we should have given to the church and using it to for the benefit of our church. Let God judge whether it is blasphemy or not.
Absolutely. I agree. Let us see if Uche is of the opinion. Uche, are you there?
Yes, I am.
As Dr. Egenba was saying, I hope you don't, you're of the opinion also that this cannot be blasphemy. There is no way it can be blasphemy, taking part of your tithes to support a worthy Biafran cause like Radio Biafra. We are asking people to only support three causes in this Biafran struggle: Radio Biafra, Bile Human Rights Initiative, and Biafra Liberation Council. These are the only three groups worthy of support.
Yes, this is the problem, you know, with our people, including myself. The issue of this mindset of when you want to say something, when you want to point out something that is bringing us down, somebody will say, oh, don't say it. It is blasphemy. Don't say it. It is insult. Don't call him Nani. Don't call him that name. Don't say that. That is why all these atrocities have been accumulating in our society, and today it is very difficult for us to wipe out in the nearest future. The situation where you see a bad thing and you keep condoning it, the whole Igbo and the whole Eastern region is bedeviled with atrocities, with kidnapping, with murdering of your fellow family members. If an Igbo man sees his brother, he can sell him. And we continue to condone all this. This is why Radio Biafra cannot keep quiet.
We cannot.
Talking about tithe, educating our people, enlightening our people, asking questions about what tithe is all about, is not blasphemy. It is not blasphemy. Tithe is meant to help the poor. Simple as that. And not so many people who know, who are benefiting from tithe, will not want to say it. They don't want people to say this kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Tithe is meant to help the less privileged in the church community, within the body of Christ. And today, a lot of unscrupulous so-called PhD men and men and women of God are collecting all these tithes for their own personal development. This is not right. Having said that, paying tithes, Radio Biafra is not telling you not to pay your tithes. Pay your tithes. But of course, you also have to recognize that the primary thing is saving your own people, saving a generation that is decaying, that is almost at the brink of extinction.
If you give
money for that cause, God will not condemn you.
Thank you very much.
Nobody is going to condemn you.
We are coming to the end of the program. We only have about 3 more minutes left. Let us go to Ofam. Ofam, are you still there? Hello? We may have lost him. Ofam, are you there?
Yes.
Yes, please, we are coming to the end of the program. We have only about 2 more minutes left. What is your, in terms of rounding up, we have had some streaming difficulties this evening. There's been some pause along the line, we know that. In terms of rounding up, what is your closing remark, so to speak, in view of what we've discussed this evening?
What I want to say is I want to appeal to our people to just digest what we just discussed this evening. The only way we can move forward is, the only way we can help ourselves, those who are outside, is for us to deepen a small token of our income, monthly, weekly, whatever, from our tithe or from extra job. You can go and say, take another job once a week. That money I will dedicate it to the struggle of my people.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
With a short time, we accomplish our goal.
Of course, we will. Thank you very much, and God bless you. That is Ofoma from Australia. Uche, are you there? By way of closing remark, please, what do you have to say?
Yes, fellow dear friends, friends of dear friends from around the world, thank you very much for listening this evening. And we want to remind you that we are continuing this campaign. We're going to continue this media campaign until Biafra is achieved. We must recognize the truth and defend it. We must defend our culture. We must defend our people. This is the primary aim for which we are existing. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And from Dr. Egemba, please, your closing remarks.
Yes, it's a pleasure contributing to this program, and I'm sure that our listeners enjoyed it. We have made commitment to bring this program every day from now, every day of the week. I hope our listeners will support us in this process, most importantly by tuning in and getting other people to tune in as well. Please keep on listening to Radio Biafra. God bless.
And from me, Nnamdi Kanu, is a pleasure serving you once again. We are here to serve our people in truth and honesty. That is what Radio Biafra is all about. There is nothing we've been asked to do that we have not done till date. Many more is yet to come. We will be here until Biafra is realized in truth and honesty. We cannot lie to our people, because any day we lie to our people, that day we will shut down. God won't even allow us to lie to our people. We give you the news the way it is. Please keep visiting Radio Biafra website. Go to the Facebook page and like it if you can. Get your friends, not just to you. Biafra is good news. Go and get your friends to also join Radio Biafra. From Bilie Human Rights Initiative, wherever you are, dedicate yourself to Radio Biafra. Support each and every initiative we're involved in. Stay blessed until tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. God bless and good night.